Okay, Stephen, I suppose when you look back in that game and given the chances that Harps had at the start of the second half, Longford might be the happier with the result.
They would, Dermot, absolutely. I mean, I'd say Longford are rubbing their hands now in the change room. They get away with it, they get a point. I think in the first half they were good. They caused us serious problems. Their 16's an excellent player. Went on to score the goal, as we know. But in the second half, I felt we dominated. We changed the shape, helped us a lot. We won the battle in the middle of the park. We created chances. And I mean, we just didn't take them, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, and we need to be better at taking chances. But in terms of application and commitment and quality, I thought we'd seen that from all the boys.
Yeah, you went with three central defenders and two wing backs in the first half, changed it at half time. I thought there was a better feel to it in the second half, Stephen.
There was, aye, because I mean, sometimes, like when you're asking young players to do the system, that's the system we used down in Wexford. It worked very well. Shane McMonagle was asked to play at the left wing back. He was excellent down in Wexford. I thought he was good there today as well, but they were getting down our left a lot, and we just felt that we go man to man a little bit more and balance up with that there. We are quality, that we would be the better team, and it proved that way.
Yeah, because there were a few changes tonight. You have options now, don't you? And it's almost a headache for you because Keith Cowan was back in tonight, McCallion, Porter, they're all giving you defensive options.
Aye, Jeremy, well, I don't think it's a headache. I mean, they have the skipper back, it's fantastic. They have Dahi back, it's fantastic, and Keevan. Unfortunately, it looks like Keevan's taken a bad injury there, but they have Keevan back and fully fit was fantastic. So it was good to have that, and because the young lads on the bench, like, they're going to learn, they're going to get experience. But I mean, it takes time for that there. Shane McMonagle was excellent the last two games, deserved to start. And then, as I say, when we went to the 4-3-3, I thought we were the better team.
Yeah, and created good chances. Unfortunately, couldn't get a second, but there are far more positives to take from tonight, aren't there, Stephen? Because that was a good performance.
Aye, well, Jeremy, I'm glad that you see that, because that's what we see as well. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, we're coming off the pitch and saying, hey, we created loads of chances there. We dominated the second half. They scored a good goal. We felt that we could have done better for their goal. But we created loads of chances. We played decent football, and that's what we're trying to do on a regular basis, and I think we're getting there.
Yeah. And you know, when you think about it, when Harps played Longford down at their place back in March, it was a poor game, wasn't it? It was a kind of a frustrating night. Neither team could get going, but that was so much better tonight.
Aye, but we won that game, Jeremy.
Yeah,
so,
well, true.
You know,
true.
So sometimes you take the good and the bad. I mean, yeah. I think, but for the project, that Dave has come on and what he's trying to install and what we're trying to do with the players and get them to believe in it, it's far better, absolutely. Yeah. And we are getting the players have a good understanding what's expected of them. They're all decent players. They know if the work commitment's right, that we can win games.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's no bad teams in this league. I mean, that's the thing about it. Galway might be walking away with it at the minute, but we haven't played a bad team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're delighted with the performance, we're delighted with the progress that we're making, and we're just disappointed not to win the game, because we deserve to win the game.
Okay, you know? And finally, Stephen, back in action again now on Monday night, so it's a relentless wee period of games, isn't it? A big game again against Athlone Town, another good side?
Absolutely, I mean, Athlone rolled us over down there 3-1, they got two in the second half. We thought, again, we maybe didn't perform in the second half. I think that we're doing better in that. Like we're getting our periods of dominance are increasing, and we like that. But it's a tough game. Athlone's a decent side, but as I say, Jeremy, there's no bad sides on it. But Athlone are around where we are, so we want to kick on, and so we're looking to get the 3 points and make up a little bit for tonight.
Okay.
But I mean, if we get the same performance as we did in the second half, we take our chances, then I'd be confident we'd get the 3 points.